USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is holding a Rose Garden event on Friday to talk about national security and the humanitarian crisis on the southern border. He's expected to sign the new government spending legislation that doesn't give him the money he wanted for his border wall. The spending bill itself is expected to get the president's signature, but it's the national emergency he says he'll declare that's making waves in Congress. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says it sets a dangerous precedent.
I know the Republicans have some unease about it no matter what they say. Just think of what a president with different values can present to the American people.
How about a President Bernie Sanders declaring a national emergency over climate change? To that, Senator Lindsey Graham said,
well, if it's a President Bernie Sanders, then we're going to have a lot more problems than this.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
California is at the heart of a weather system known as the Pineapple Express. That brings lots of rain, also snow and wind. Rising waters in a storm channel east of Los Angeles led to the rescue of 9 people and 3 dogs. One woman suffered a heart attack during the rescue and later died. Some 30 million people are under flood watches or warnings, with nearly 80 reports across the state of mud flows, much of which are in the burn scars from last year's wildfires. R. Kelly may be in legal trouble in Chicago. There's a reported video showing him having sex with a minor. Attorney Michael Avenatti says he turned over a 45-minute tape to Chicago authorities. He says the video shows Kelly performing sex acts with a young girl. An attorney for Kelly disputes the claims. He says law enforcement hasn't contacted them, and he says his client is entitled to a presumption of innocence. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
After James Comey was fired, former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe told CBS he moved quickly to protect the investigation into possible Trump campaign collusion with Russia.
I was very concerned that I was able to put the Russia case on absolutely solid ground in an indelible fashion, that were I removed quickly or reassigned or fired, that the case could not be closed or vanish in the night without a trace.
A large pizza chain has overcharged thousands of customers. USA's Chris Barnes delivers the details.
Even the Donald doesn't want to pay much for pizza.
Mr. Trump, here you go, 3 medium pizzas, $5 each.
I'll counter that offer. You give me those 3 pizzas, only I'll give you just $5 a piece.
But a glitch with the payment processing system at Domino's Pizza last Friday ended up overcharging customers around the nation by thousands of dollars. One family in North Carolina charged over $1,800 for what should have been an $18 order. In Houston, a customer charged $1,600. The error affected some 2,500 customers. The money is being refunded, but the Better Business Bureau is recommending notifying your bank and credit card company immediately if you were one of those customers. And Domino says it's sorry. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.